Welcome to the program, Gary Vaughn. You're in the runoff for Precinct 4. Tuesday is Election Day. Thanks for coming into the program. I know that it's a busy day for you.
It has been a busy day. It's already. It's early, and we've already been in two places and going and talking and been drumming people up and trying to get voters out. And you know, this is the third time voters in Lubbock have had to go to the polls since March 4th, and it's tough getting folks out again there.
And this one won't be the last time.
That's exactly right.
We got another one coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have a long vita of experience, and as we were talking earlier, in the runoff, I don't think that we have a, between the choices of your opponent, Anne-Marie Carruth, and yourself, I don't think that we have really, there's not a poor choice. I mean, I don't think the people at Precinct 4, I don't think the JP Court's going to lose with either one of you guys in there.
That's right. I don't think anybody's going to suffer no matter who gets in the office. I think it'll be a good choice.
But your experience is varied and different from Anne-Marie. She's, you know, practiced law for 7 years. What is your experience? Because you've been in public service well over three decades.
I have been. I got at least 36 years of public service, and I did. I spent 25 years with fire departments. I ended up as an engine company officer and the head of the dive team out there.
Okay.
I started with EMS in 1988, and I worked both places for several years, and I'm still with EMS, and I've been the director. This is my third time to be the director out in shallow water. When the issues come up and they start looking bad after I leave, well, they call me and ask me to come back and prepare it and clean it up, and we've got it going good right now. I did three terms on the city council out there in shallow water. So, you know, when we start talking about the JP Court, a lot of times we just talk about the bench. And what people need to really understand is that it's not just the bench. That's part of the job. But, you know, the other part of the job is taking care of the budget for the people in the county. I've got experience writing budgets, preparing the budget. I've got experience being on the other side of the coin where's the money coming from and approving the budgets and stuff. So I've got experience there.
When you sit there and you bring the budget up and that people don't really think about it that much, guilty, for that particular precinct in the county, how big is the operating budget that you work with?
You know, I looked all that up, and I had that in my mind once upon a time, but I do not remember what – I can't give you that number off the top of my head. I didn't bring it with me. And the reason I did that is the question came up in a talking forum one day. And so I thought, you know what, I'll pull all those budgets. So I pulled all four precincts, and some people were concerned because Precinct 4 was the highest budget, and it is. But when you look at what she's done, Jean Ann has done there – is she has supplied a lot more reference material for her people in her office. She's got one more person than the other JP courts do. And she's upgraded the system where she's more computerized than the rest of them. So, you know, people don't mind paying for something if they're getting a bang for their buck. They don't mind putting that money out. And I think Jean Ann has done a good job of budgeting and keeping her people up. A lot of training goes into that every year for her staff, and it's a good thing.
As far as the system and infrastructure that she's built, whoever takes over the office will have access to all of that has already been previously built, yes?
Yes. Should be all stay right there. Yeah, okay. Should nothing leave there.
All right, we're talking with Gary Vaughn. He's in the runoff Precinct 4 JP. We'll be back in just a moment. Tom and Laura at 6:20. We're talking with Gary Vaughn. Before we move on with the conversation, we had our own little aha moment here. Earlier we were talking about the Mutual Omaha Aha Moment Tour, and Laura just said, aha, Lubbock is the only Texas city on the tour. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we're the only ones.
So they deliberately, selected Lubbock because it would have been coming from Flagstaff, Arizona, would have been much easier, I guess, going on 40
right
to Amarillo or 20 to Abilene.
But they weren't chosen.
Or Dallas.
Lubbock was chosen.
Yeah, so
for the people of Lubbock.
We went out over the Metroplex. All right, talking with Gary Vaughn, Tuesday's Election Day. You're in the Precinct 4 runoff for the JP Court. Laura, you had some questions about the types of cases.
Yeah, what kind of cases will you actually, you know, if elected to this office, what will you be presiding over?
You know, we're going to see Class C misdemeanors, minors in possession, minors in consumption, things like that. We're going to see truancies. And, you know, I think truancy is an important thing. My opponent, Anne-Marie, has made a comment a while back that she knows the law and she's going to act by the letter of the law as an attorney would. And I get kind of concerned about that for the people because truancy can be a funny thing. Let's take somebody who's got a child who's got a chronic illness. They're going to miss school. They're going to miss a lot of school. And the law says if you miss 10 days in 6 months, then you're truant. So are we going to just go by what the letter of the law says and fine these people and put them out? Or are we going to use some common sense and good judgment and say, obviously there's a unforeseeable deal here that we can't control. It's uncontrollable. So let's make an exception in this rule and go from there. Now we have a child who just won't get out of bed and go to school, and mom is too busy to make sure he gets up and goes to school. When he comes in the first time, we need to get his attention. And the second time he comes in, we need to get mom's attention, and we need to make things detrimental on both of those people to get things going. And I think the punishment needs to fit the crime. If you're going to be a habitual person, then we need to escalate things as we can, as the law will allow for those things. But you need to make judgment calls. She had made a comment about just following the letter of the law. And, you know, the JP court's not all about following the letter of the law. Sometimes it's common sense and good judgment. And I think that's what my experience through life, making good judgment calls in the other professions I've had, that gives me some a foot up on that, doing that for people. I want to, you know, we do small claims stuff. And what is a small claims suit? Well, we have a building contractor who is being sued because a homeowner had a reconstruction on their house and their doors are dragging. The windows don't work well. So they want to sue this contractor. So the contractor brings in his paperwork. They bring in their paperwork. We look at the evidence. We try to weigh it out. We want to be fair. To be fair, you have to know a little bit about construction. I've worked in the construction business, commercial and residential. The last two houses I've owned, I built myself from the ground up. So I know if they come in and the contractor says, look, we drew up his bid, the cripples and the headers on this thing needed to be this size. The homeowner said, well, let's cut cost. Can we do that? We can cut cost, but it's not as good. I'd rather cut the cost. So he did. Now his doors and windows are dragging. He wants to know what he can do about it. So how do I be fair to that contractor if I don't know what these things are? What is a cripple? What is a header? If you know that stuff, then you can be fair on this thing and hear it. In cases up to $10,000, that's going to be a lot. There was a statement made about having cases on foreclosure. Gosh, at $10,000 limit, I'm not sure where you're going to foreclose on anything anymore. I haven't seen many lots in the $10,000 range in several years. So just the different cases that come through, I think the well-rounded experience that I have is going to well outweigh just being an attorney and knowing what the law is, making good, fair, impartial decisions for these people.
I want to revisit the issue of truancy. When you sit there and you're talking about common sense and working with people, on whose initiative and dime do we reach out to working with the school districts and the schools to make sure?
I have a friend that had that problem just recently. Her daughter, they were accused of truancy, mm-hmm. but the girl was having medical issues. And had doctor's notes,
right.
And the parents weren't even contacted. They just pulled the girl out of class and were punishing her without even contacting the parents.
Well, it has to be instigated by the school. When there's a truant issue, the school will have to file the case. And then when it comes to us, then that's where I think judgment has to come in on these kids. And like I was saying, if you just got somebody that's not getting up and not going and parents are not interested in making them go, that's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
When you have medical issues and you have doctor's notes, and there are chronically ill children out there that are going to miss more than the allotted days.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be able to take that into consideration and say, I mean, the
you would think that would be taken into consideration at the school district level before it even gets to the court.
We would hope everybody had good common sense, but I think
not everybody does.
Not everybody does. That's true. So you just have to be careful. And that's where I'm saying the experience that I have in making decisions in the past, you know, the decisions I made weren't for me. The decisions I've made in my experience has been for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they are critical decisions that are life-threatening or makes a big impact on their life for the duration. So, I think it's invaluable to have that ability to do that.
What made you decide that you wanted to run for this?
The 36 years of public service, the city council time. Mm-hmm. I just have a passion for helping other people. I mean, anybody who knows me, if you talk to them, they need help, they call. I'm one of those people. My wife gets on me all the time. Do you know the word no? No.
No? What are you talking about?
I don't know it. You know, when it first came up, I didn't wait until the sign up became open again. What I did is I'd already went down and talked to some folks and had it set up. I was going to go in as a write-in. And then when it reopened, it just made it convenient for me to go ahead and sign up and get on the ballot versus being a write-in. Write-in's a pretty tough position to be in, mm-hmm. but I'd already made up my mind to do that. I didn't take it lightly. I was concerned, can I make the right decisions for people? Is this a job, is this a public service position that I can move on up into? So I went and did and talked to Judge Blackburn, and we got together two different days and talked about 8 hours. And I just told him my history. This is what I've done. This is where I've been. This is what I do. And he listened to all of it. And when he was done, when I was done talking to him, he said, if that's what you want to do, I think you would be a perfect fit, and I would be your campaign manager if you'd like. So that's what I did. I said, you know what, if that to me was a wonderful endorsement. So I just said, okay, I'll go sign up. Bob wasn't sure I was. He told me if I didn't, he was going to. And he did call Carl Tepper at 4:30 that afternoon to find out whether I'd signed up or not. I don't know whether he was really going back down to sign up, but it was kind of comical. But he did call and check on me, make sure I signed up. So I just, you know, I don't look at it as a job. I don't think the JP Court is a job. I think it is a public service position, and that's what I want to do. I've just always served the public and just like to continue that.
All right, Gary. Gary Vaughn is runoff candidate precinct for Election Day Tuesday. Any last words for voters?
Guys, go out and vote. No matter who you vote for, really, we just need everybody to get out and vote. We've had a pretty fair turnout for just the runoff that we're having, but we need everybody's vote. Everybody's vote counts, and we're looking for it. Please go out and vote when you can. All right. And vote for me.
Thanks for being here, Gary. Appreciate that.